this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons, and welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name is Christian, and that is Geiger. We are your hosts with the posts. Back again with some more great things that we found online, or maybe have been sent to us, not entirely sure. Don't know what we're reading in this point. Who really cares? Geiger, what's going on over there?
Oh, not much. Folks are probably picking themselves off their they're out of their floors right now. Because you led off the episode, a historical first in Report This Post Patreon history.
Is it? I don't know if it's the first. I do remember doing it one time. Oh, you know what? Maybe you're right. I think I did it on one of the main episodes, and the reason that we did it was because I was already pretty well drunk when I showed up to record and
you,
thought it would be really funny.
For it specifically. I remember because you were in... It was in the Moonroom Studios here, which we have not recorded in and since the Andy Dick episode, I believe.
The incident, yeah.
The Andy Dick incident, as they call it. And that was the first time in some time as well. But yeah, we used to do that all the time, get good and plastered.
Yes.
Every single recording we would do... two episodes a night that would probably 3 hours total of recording.
It would be truly asinine. Not getting home till 11:45 at night. Really rough.
And there's no way any of those episodes are even good.
No.
So much content.
I don't think the show started getting good until 2 months ago. I don't think so.
Well, even that's a stretch. Hey, speaking of stretches. Today, I was invited to see Amy Schumer perform live.
Okay.
By my wonderful bride.
Oh, boy. Okay.
She sent me a link. Amy Schumer's coming to Tampa in, I think, September, something like that. She announced a tour. My wife sent it to me and said, "What do you think? This would be a fun date." And I said, whatever. And she was like, "Oh, never mind then." And then a little while later, we actually talked about it. She was like, "So you don't want to go do that?" And I was like, "Well, it just seems more like a girls' night out kind of thing, you know?"
Sure.
And she was like, "That is like insanely sexist."
Your wife said that?
Yeah, yeah. And I said, "Yeah, I'm insanely sexist." So that makes sense.
It tracks.
Which she didn't seem to like a whole lot, but... It's literally called the Whore Tour, is what Amy Schumer's calling. That's just, that is a classic women who don't get a lot of nights out, going out with their other women friends who don't get a lot of nights out, enjoying a night out, getting some damn margaritas before. We're whores, woo! Going to the comedy show, having fun. I don't think that's sexist necessarily. But I'll probably wind up having to go, and it honestly won't be that bad. I don't think Schumer's as bad as some people think she is, but
I probably say that she's probably worse now. She's probably at the worst she's been since she started comedy.
I don't really know what her. I've seen her stand up years ago. She started out. Her notoriety was she was. I think this is Schumer. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but she. She went on Last Comic Standing. She was only an open micer, whereas everyone else was like an established comedian, and she like blew them all out of the water. It was like a big deal because she was just nobody. But I'm sure she's, you know, at a certain point, if you're a comedian that's been performing for over 15 years, you are more than competent of making people laugh on stage.
Sure.
You shouldn't have a hard time doing that, but it just doesn't sound that great to me, and it just sounds like a girls' night out kind of situation.
It does. I mean, that's a girl comic. Guys don't watch girl comics.
She's going to the Whore Tour, and it's probably going to be about being a mom now and sex.
How her pussy doesn't work. Yeah.
How awful her cunt is and all that shit.
Probably wasn't great beforehand, but still. Hey, speaking of Amy Schumer, I don't know if you saw this. This was out in the news earlier. Amy Schumer backed out of the starring role in the upcoming live-action Barbie movie because of creative differences with the movie's studio Sony, she revealed in a new interview. The train wreck star dropped out of the movie in 2017, just months after it was reported that she would headline the film and rewrite the script. Though she cited scheduling conflicts as the cause at the time, Schumer told an interview published Wednesday that she exited the project because she and Sony didn't see eye to eye about the character of Barbie. They definitely didn't want me to do it the way I wanted to do it, the only way I was interested to do it, said Schumer, who's scheduled to co-host the 2022 Oscars alongside Regina Hall and Wanda Sykes later this month.
Oh, God.
Yes. So Amy Schumer was in talks to star as the live-action Barbie. Unfortunately, John Panette died before he could be Ken in that movie.
Yeah, that's look, cast a black woman as Ariel in Little Mermaid. I sleep. Cast an ugly bitch as Barbie. I wake. That's fucked up.
Just completely ruining the branding of unrepairable from that point.
The whole point is that it's a woman that doesn't look like Amy Schumer. That's the Barbie thing.
That's the promise. That's what you're getting.
That's the Barbie promise. My father grandfather promised.
In no way will this character resemble Amy Schumer at all. So you don't have to worry, folks.
Amy Schumer free on the packaging for over 50 years, and now what are they doing?
You know what doll she does look like a lot is the Chucky doll before he becomes all possessed and stuff. The good guy doll. Just the standard good guy doll. She really does have a Chucky doll look to her. So
The puffy cheeks, little Cabbage Patch Kid thing going on. A Teddy Ruxpin possibly as well.
Just popping a tape into Amy Schumer. She does her set. You toss her into the box when you're done with her. Yes. Terrific. Well,
yeah, we're actually we are on the eve of seeing a stand-up comedian for the second time, I believe. You and I
together, yeah.
Just you and I as a guy's night out situation.
And the guy, it's a real guy's night thing for sure.
Yeah, we're seeing Joe List, comedian Joe List, in the hallowed halls of Side Splitters here in Tampa.
Just the masculine energy coming off that guy. I can't wait to be in the same room as him.
Actually, based on the release of this, we've already seen him now that I think about it. So I forgot we're doing this back-to-back recording bullshit.
It was great. We had a great time.
It was actually very funny. We learned a lot about, comedy is basically philosophy these days. So I think we really learned a whole bunch about ourselves and the world, and boy, was he said a lot of anti-trans stuff, which surprised me. I can't wait to listen back to this later after I got drunk and asked him to be on the podcast to see see what he said.
When you make us wait outside in the
for
bar.
30 minutes, I'm like, it's going to be worth it. The name of the podcast wrong and he doesn't hear me. And then I just say, it's cool. Called Joe Rogan's Pod, and then he doesn't get the joke, and then that's the end of it.
Worth it. Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Let's read some goddamn posts.
Terrific. This is from Reddit. I'm a man, and I sell used panties online. I impersonate a girl with pictures from R Gone Wild. Horny Redditors and other horny dudes hit me up to buy used panties. I work out and go to work in women's panties. I even dry my balls with them when I sweat to really get the scent in there. I'll usually wear the same pair for 2 or 3 days. Sometimes I get skid marks on the ass, though, so I have to clean just that part so they smell like genitals and not ass. Guys tell me all the time that my panties smell stronger and better than other girls that they bought from. I do it to pay for karate lessons I've been taking because I got picked on a lot. Oh, no shame.
Well, that's an interesting twist. Sweet. This is brilliant.
It's not a bad bit, right? It wouldn't, like, where are you losing out on it? Nobody knows. You get to wear panties for 3 days straight, which who doesn't love that? Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I do like to switch them out, the panties, myself. But I understand the appeal of keeping them on for a while. Yeah, I bet there's actually a lot of this out there.
I bet you there's probably a service that the women that are selling the panties can then go to and be like, all right, I need an order for 20 panties.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy that runs a forklift for Costco is like, no problem. I got you.
Yeah, maybe in lieu of having sponsors for the show, this could be our way to make money. You and I just sell used women's panties.
Passive income? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Why not?
More like a massive income. Those panties cover my big ass.
Depends on what kind you get.
Juicy booty. Well, speaking of that, Gabe, a he/him person, said mm-hmm. this. We can't wear masks forever. Counterpoint, there is literally no reason we can't. Masks are a simple, very effective tool that protects everyone. You're bitching about a minor inconvenience that could save someone's life. And someone named Leanna Brooks responded, I'm expected to wear a bra in public because I have big tits. Multiple jobs define makeup requirements. Major award ceremonies still require high heels for some people, but you can't wear a mask daily?
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You don't have to wear a bra there, Leanna. You can.
I can see you in the Google Doc highlighting Leanna Brooks's name.
I am.
To search it to see how big these tits are.
Like you didn't already. Come on.
I did, and I got to say, you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a. That is an. Somebody's aunt kind of woman.
This is a bigger gal who has big tits by default. Who's not like she's not like
about Leanna Brooks. Leanna Brooks writes science fiction and sci-fi romance for people who like fast ships, big guns, witty one-liners, and happy endings.
Wow, I love all that stuff. I should read this.
Who lived almost everywhere in North America and currently resides in Columbia, South Carolina. She is best known for her enemies to lovers science fiction romance, including the delightful Heroes and Villains series and the space opera series Fleet of Malek. If you are interested in having me visit your school writing group or book club, please use my contact form.
Yeah, every picture of her is some good angles.
It's like, yeah, it's a lot for it's from above, right? It's,
yeah, classic MySpace angles.
Boy.
But you know what you would think.
She's got a lot of books, though. Holy shit. She wrote a lot of books. You know what? But I guess that's not impressive anymore because you can literally, anybody can just write a book and publish it. So,
It's still hard to do, but is it? Well, I don't know. I guess it's not hard to do if it's not like a real book.
I think
if
that's
no
the
one's
thing, right?
Editing it or making sure it's actually. Done right. A couple years back, I got like on a big reading kick where I was like, I want to just read as much as I can. I want to be like a reading guy. Mm-hmm. And so I went to like the Kindle Unlimited thing, whatever the hell it's called, where you can just, there's just tons of books from authors like this, just hobbyist authors that put their stuff up there for free that you can get. And I downloaded a few of them and it was. There'd be like typos in the first paragraph. I'm like, all right, like you didn't even try page one to make this stuff somewhat legible,
palatable, so, even sure.
Yeah. So and then like some of the most generic, corny writing. You're like, okay, so this isn't. You see, I've always just thought of. I remember as a kid thinking to publish a book, you had to be like a genius, you know, like There was so much work involved with getting a book that getting a book written that it could only be the smartest people out there could do it.
Nope. Any asshole can do it.
Yeah. So when you read one of these books that's horrific from the jump, has the most generic possible, like, she was running from something, but from what? It's like, okay, that's not a hook. Like, I know you read somewhere for advice, like, you have to hook them from the first paragraph, but your sentences aren't real. You're not a real author. You don't know how to write, so I'm not going to read any further. Oh, and there's 400 more pages of this. Good God.
Yeah, well, this lady's got it right because all her books are like $1.99.
Perfect. That's so, what they should be.
Not bad. So it's 600 pages for $1.99.
If you put out enough of them, you'll make a couple hundred bucks a year, maybe. Just to say. That'll make up for the 9,000 hours it took to write all that
stuff. I'm a published author. Still get to say it. Well, good for her. She's moving to Japan with her husband, who I assume is probably from there. So, great. And speaking of marriage, I'm back on the dating apps myself. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share another profile that I found on the website, Bumble, or app, or whatever the hell it is. Found this gal, Mia. She's 27. And her career is listed as stay-at-home wife.
Okay. That's
mm-hmm. Good start.
Alarming on a dating profile.
About me, discovered early in our relationship that my now husband loves catching me cheating on him. It's a kink and role play we love acting out. And now that COVID is gone, we want someone long-term to make that dream come true. Looking for an assertive bull that can play the role of homewrecker like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Under her We'll Get Along section, she says, you should have seen Jim's face the first time he caught me when we were first dating, all red-faced and pretending to be angry with a tiny tent in his pants. Mia's 4'11", she leaves an active lifestyle, mm-hmm. She has moderate politics, never smokes, and she's looking for a relationship and would like kids someday. So, good luck to her and her husband, who is in every single photo with her on that app. And if you can just imagine what the guy looks like.
I can. 4'11 women are insane.
Yeah, they all seem to have something going on with them. They have some sort of like really weird personality.
They're defaults. They're always a little too sparkly, a little too much personality.
Yeah.
Making up for something, I'm sure. They're like, well, I'm tiny. I'll be have a big person. They're like Sherry O'Terry's. All of
them. Yeah, they are. That's right.
It's like, just shut the fuck up.
Just literally the worst. Yeah. Well, good for her. I hope she finds a bull to just get her husband all red-faced. When are you guys
meeting? That's the question I have.
No, I swiped left on that one. I'm not interested in that. There's a lot of... a lot of fish in the sea. None of them are great, but that one's especially egregious to me. So pass that one up, I gotta say.
I would guess she would not be interested as well.
Probably not.
Based on some of the keywords that she said in that post. Now, did any of our wonderful, beautiful patrons or listeners, handsome, beautiful as they all are, call into our voicemail 904-468-POST?
Sure did. Our buddy Michael, who we know as Bookshelf Stud, called in with something he wanted to read for us.
Hey, fellas. This is Michael, also known as Bookshelf Stud, moderator from the Song, Vice, and Fire subreddit. I called him before, and you roasted me for that. So I wanted to share some a post that actually you can't find unless you are a moderator of the subreddit, because this is one that we deleted, we removed 5 years ago, that I have saved in my archives ever since. Oh my God, it was actually 6 years ago, 2016, Jesus. By a username Mel White Pubes. I'll just read you the post. I think you'll appreciate it. The post reads, on a bad Song, Vice, and Fire forum, I also post that there was a discussion regarding what happens to the food Melisandre eats, since she does not need to. I wrote this speculative theme based on this, and it got deleted pretty quickly. Some Redditor in another subreddit reposted it, and it got some upvotes. So I thought I'd repost it here and see how y'all like it. And the scene begins here. let me get my dramatic voice here. You must eat. If we linger much longer, the others will find us. John Weakley turned his head away from the wrinkled face of the Red Priestess and stared at the earthen wall of the small cave they took shelter from the cold in. She had been forced to let her glamour fade so she could devote more power to keeping both of them warm. There were no days to count the time in the long darkness, but he was sure they had been hiding for nearly a fortnight. I can't, John whispered. You must survive, she said, her voice creaking like a rusty hinge. You are the prince that was promised. Fear not. The magics that keep me from decaying have kept it fresh. John moaned again as Melisandre shuffled over, lifted up her dress, and sat upon his face. Her arse smelled of musk and exotic spices, her wiry white hairs tickling his nose. Just relax and open your mouth, the ancient priestess said. Her sphincter opened, and the smell made his mouth water. He could barely remember his last hot meal. Soon, hot chunks of masticated but undigested food filled his mouth. Roast quail with a stuffing made of acorns, buttery mashed neeps, chunks of trencher crust soaked with mushroom soup. And the post ends there. The user has since deleted their account, and we've removed his post, so you literally can't find it, unless you're me. So you're welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
Great. Just glad we got that insider tip. What an awesome ending to that one.
Been sitting on that one for a while. 6 years until he's like, hey, this podcast came around and I can call him into a Google voice number and read this. Great. Folks, that's why you want to keep that stuff. You got to archive it. Boy, oh boy. You haven't read a scat post there in a while. You feeling all right? You doing okay?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. The Copperfile stuff.
Yeah, you're right. It has been a hot second, which is what they call all their shits. but yeah, it's I haven't looked. The last bonus one, the whole. The guy eating his cum and all that stuff was pretty good. Riding long dildos till he came out of his clitty. I felt like that was a good.
That's a good replacement for it, sure.
And I think our next post that I'm going to read is, not quite there, but it's in the same family. Someone made a joke about convicted pedophile and legendary football coach Jerry Sandusky. Okay. Over on the WTF subreddit, which is not for the Marc Maron podcast, but for the for posts that make you say WTF.
Mate.
And a gentleman named Anon5005 said this in response to that joke. Jerry S. was innocent. That is really clear from anyone who actually reads the trial testimony. He then posted a link to that testimony, which has over 100 PDFs on it. I personally did not read them, but he continued. Anyway, it is weird that the jury found, quote, guilty on most charges. Hard to explain, really. I don't understand it. But a jury could rule that astrology works or the moon landing was faked. It would be the same thing.
Okay.
And a user named Susan said, are you attracted to young boys? I can't think of any other reason you try to make excuses for a child molester. And Anon5005 said, I had one of my kids commit suicide in childhood. Ooh. I know that a deeper kind of closeness and contentment would have kept him alive. School is a very cold place.
Oh.
Very, very, very dark. Very dark post that took some odd turns.
That's not good.
No, it's actually bad. It's actually a bad post.
A deeper closeness would have kept him alive. Oh, boy. You know, I don't know why some people post what they do, but would say I'm glad that they do, but it does make for kind of easy to fill in the gaps on a lot of these episodes because people post stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
cool.
That is cool, the plus
cool,
of it.
Cool. Is it a play on Anon? Actually, hold on. Did you look any more into this person over on Reddit by chance?
All I know is that, weirdly enough, he's from England. You don't expect someone like that to be defending Mr. Sandusky.
No. About getting a permanent... Oh, he just posted on R Math.
Guy loves math. What's wrong with that?
No, like literally...
Universal language, by the way.
Posts on R Math, R Jokes, R Saint Meghan Markle.
Ooh, what?
God almighty.
People still talk about Meghan Markle? Remember that?
Sure.
That was a while ago.
A lot of R Math. Wow.
Cool.
Well, cool guy. Good for him.
He's Sorry got he some couldn't... interesting takes. Some people, look,
hey,
every
you know,
court case out there, someone's going to think goes the opposite of what public opinion would say, right? There's some people who think O.J. Simpson was guilty.
If only he could have molested that kid, maybe he'd still be around this very day. Hey, speaking of Reddit, a user went to the subreddit r/confession to post this. Yesterday, I was at a store getting some things, and then I saw this really attractive girl. I mean, she was the big hot. But I was like, heck it, why not go talk to her? So I was just lurking behind her until she stopped, but she didn't for a while, and when she did, it was to go into the restroom. All I thought was that I had two options, wait outside looking creepy, or go inside feeling creepy. Since I'm a guy, I can't really just go into the girl's restroom, but I did anyway. When I went in there, there were four girls in there as well. There was the hot girl, two girls in different stalls, a girl at the sink, and me. The girl at the sink didn't seem to like that I was in there, but surprisingly, she just gave me the dirtiest of looks and left. I thought she was off to get a security guard or something, but apparently not. When I was walking in there before the girl at the sink saw me, the hot girl was walking towards the stall and was going in. Then I jumped into the one next to her. I was getting off to the sound of her peeing, or at least I was trying to until she stopped. She left without stopping at the sink and without flushing the toilet. I went under the stall to hers, and I saw the toilet full of piss. I couldn't help myself. I put my head in the bowl and gave the yellow water a lick. It was surprisingly sweeter than I expected, but still bitter. I took small sips. It was a taste you can't really describe besides saying it tastes like piss. But it's good. It doesn't taste like how it smells. The aftertaste, however, did taste the way it smelled. It wasn't great, but it also wasn't bad. I dipped my hand in and started rubbing it on my dick. It was the quickest nut I've ever had. I had feelings of regret, but the power of the boner ignored it. I left the restroom, I checked out, and went straight home. Unfortunately, I wasn't done, so I'll have to go back.
Boy, I am just really glad I don't have a fetish of any kind.
Yep, that's, for sure.
That's not mostly normal. This guy, so it's like he took a little dip into the toilet, took a sip. Like,
just
well,
a, just a, yeah.
Not the best. Well, oof. Aftertaste, not my favorite. Anyway, I'm going to start rubbing this on my dick until I come.
Then I'm going to go finish checking out the grocery. Then I'm going to go home. But I still got to go back because I didn't get everything that I was needed. So
God damn it.
Now, I could be creepy and stand out here, or I could be creepy and go in the bathroom and drink her piss, which, you know, tomato, tomato on that one, I guess.
Six of one, half a dozen of I guess I'll just, I guess I know where I'm standing right now. Pretty cool.
Great.
And yet I'm also very jealous of it. That you can, because imagine how good that cum felt, you know? Like, I'm never going to have anything close to that.
Man, I just want to rub piss on
that. I
would
be
dick,
in the same universe as that guy. In just a Ralph's bathroom on his ass, his exposed ass on the tile floor, rubbing a stranger's piss on his dick. That's got to feel amazing. I wish I could enjoy it.
I'm sorry that you'll never get to recreate that.
Never be close to that. Oh my
sorry.
God.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. It's like Remy from Ratatouille, you know, when he's when he combines the ingredients in his mouth and there's just like that flavor explosion. He's like losing his mind. It's like, I'm so happy he has that. I'll never have that. I just want to eat chicken nuggets and pizza rolls and ramen, and I'm good to go, man. I don't have the fancy palate.
You know, maybe that's what she was eating that made her piss kind of stinky. The ramen will definitely do it. That'll be a real salt bomb right there.
That's right. Hey, speaking of salt bombs, that gal, Ida Bay Wells, who has a real name that I forget, but she's always popping up on Twitter. She's been a main character a few times over the years, I would say. Angry Black something, whatever her name is. Yep. I don't know. She tweeted out this as a part of a whole thread. Tipping is a legacy of slavery, and if it's not optional, then it shouldn't be a tip, but simply included in the bill. Have you ever stopped to think why we tip? Like, why tipping is a practice in the U.S. almost nowhere else? Slavery. This got a bunch of heat, as you can imagine. And user I Pay for Dreams responded to that criticism with this. Tipping is a undignified custom which reinforces class differences and demeans both parties to the transaction. What respectable business would expect a hired worker to scrounge and beg for, quote, tips to make a livable wage?
Boy.
And all of this was a part of dozens and dozens of things from people who just don't want to tip.
Just don't, but would have a huge problem if their food, the cost of their food that they're eating went up. In order to make up for the lack of tip.
Very bold of the OP. Because she said several times, like, I always tip unless the service is bad, then I don't. And I don't have to because of slavery. Which is just an absolutely perfectly built-in excuse to save a couple bucks whenever you don't want to actually tip. You're like, well, normally I would tip, but well, because of slavery, I'm not going to tonight, so sorry about that.
Just writing just the unhappy face and just no, because of slavery on the on the tip line.
Yeah. What? I don't care that you're Puerto Rican and you have nothing to do with slavery. That's as insane as any of those guys that's like, those like rich guys are like, you're just a, when they'll like do the zero tip and like, you don't deserve a tip because you're just a lowly employee or whatever. Like, you're just as big
like what
an
you
asshole.
Do when we go out to, sure.
Well, I don't usually say it so explicitly. I just make it known with every other sentence I say to those,
fuck
people,
plebs.
If you can call them that.
Great.
Sounds like a perfect way to end the episode, doesn't it, folks? Hey, folks. Here's a tip for you. Keep subscribing to the podcast.
Not subscribing. That's right.
This is brought to you by Manscaped. Bye.